Continuing on now, you know, I really do think the Republicans did a better job in delivering a cross-section of voices of real Americans and genuine stories and all sorts of ethnic and racial backgrounds and income levels and experiences. And I thought, man, I couldn't turn it off, some of the stories. And you know, stunning stories like Kayleigh McEnany talking about breast cancer and Abby Johnson talking about walking to the back room at Planned Parenthood where she thought she was some sort of a hero and then realizing what she was doing was awful. Anyhow, and then the culmination with the president's speech last night, 70 minutes, touching on the themes of security, of dealing with China, bringing law and order to the streets of America, all of it. Congressman Tim Walberg joining me from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, welcome back.
Well, good to be back here. Back with you. Just jumped off the plane from D.C. and here in at Metro Airport right now, but still have a smile on my face from last night. It was quite a convention end to a great, as you said, a great convention that I couldn't turn off. I've never liked conventions, but this one I thought was powerful, and the contrast was made. We were sitting next to Diamond and Spice last night, which is they're an interesting duo. That's
really?
For sure.
So Diamond and Silk, you were right there with them then.
Yeah, did I say Diamond and Spice?
That's okay. It's early. You just flew all morning. I forgive you, everybody.
But, yeah, yeah.
But there was some chaos again outside. Rand Paul chased, you know, Capitol Police. This is not the America that I want to live in. I don't want to see an America where Kenosha is being burned down and people are being gunned down in the street. And I think that the president is really spot on this. I think that Joe Biden and the Democrats are tone deaf at best, although Michigan National Guard now being ordered to Wisconsin at the request of Governor Evers to Governor Whitmer. They can see the polling numbers. They're collapsing on this topic. They're losing badly, aren't they?
Right. As we walked out, we had to go a different direction last night, way out of our way to try to get to some place where we could hail a cab. And while we were walking, of course, Black Lives Matter and other, I would say, anarchist Antifa demonstrators were expressing things about my genealogy that I never knew. And that was a clear representation of what the president made very clear last night. Is that there's a difference. The Biden's party is a party that destroys, will destroy what we have sought to develop for our entire existence, and will take it to a place where they tell us that the only way we can find redemption is in them and their governmental system taking control, as opposed to what the president talked about last night, that redemption only comes from, number one, from God, and two, from the principles that are defined in our Constitution for our country, and that being freedom and liberty for people to make decisions for their own lives and move forward. And that was a thrilling thing to see last night, as police officers associations endorsed the president more and spoke last night on that. When we heard of people who had experienced the results of strong leadership that they missed, including a daughter who had been taken captive by ISIS and ultimately killed and mistreated and tortured for 18 months. But when the president came in, he took action, though he couldn't bring the daughter back. He brought to justice the perpetrator of that crime and basically dropped a bomb on him. So those are the type of things of strength, but compassion for the people. As he stood in front of the people's house last night, he said, "This is a great house, but this is a home, but this is the people's house, and we serve you." What a different story from what we're hearing of the drums being beaten outside the perimeter of the White House last night, trying to disrupt, to destroy, to dismantle, as opposed to us being there to renew, rebuild, and take the greatness of America even to a greater height.
Sure. Let me, Congressman Tim Walberg here with us, and I want to take what you're talking about, personal responsibility and accountability, and bring it back closer to home to your district. Theaters. Dance halls, hockey, ice arenas, bowling alleys, any sort of gym or fitness center remain closed. And the governor's like, yeah, well, we'll get to it. These people are going out of business. They haven't had a paycheck. One woman I know who owns two dance studios has not been paid since March. Yet she has to pay rent and she has to pay taxes. And, you know, these businesses are closed down. Movie theaters remain closed. Gyms remain closed. Yoga studios, like I said, ice rinks for people trained to be figure skaters and hockey players closed. To when? To what end? It's got to be hurting people in your district as well.
Oh, it is. But it's not only hurting the owners, it's hurting the employees. Paul Glantz, a wonderful, wonderful guy who reaches out to charity and all of that, but had 1,700 employees of his Imagine Theaters that he had to lay off once there was a shutdown. And if it continues, it will put that business, those theaters, in bankruptcy, and those 1,700 employees won't be brought back. You think about the bowling alleys that aren't open, where in my district they can go, the bowling leagues can go 7 miles across the line into Toledo, and there's three bowling alleys there that have been open for months, literally.
Right.
Who can take that benefit there, and we lose the opportunity for the bowling alley, the gym, and yet we had Planned Parenthood centers open, abortion clinics, we had marijuana centers open, and then all of the convenience stores and everything else that were left open, but big box stores, and you can't find a way to make bowling alleys safe and movie theaters and gyms safe. This is just so arbitrary, and it comes to a point in time where you have to, and as I've been talking with state legislators, encouraging them with the fact that I remember as a state legislator, I had the same constitutional responsibility as the governor, the executive, or the judicial. And
sure,
there comes a point in time where you stand up for the people and you say, it is time to go back to work.
And it is time. Yeah, we've got to do it. And kind of, I'm glad you're back home. I'm glad it was a safe flight. We got to leave it right there. But great experience for you seeing that speech last night. And I agree with you. It's time to open up the state and give the people here a break. Congressman Tim Walberg, thank you as always, my friend.
And let's take it forward. Thank you.
There you have it. Quick break. The MERS report straight ahead.